a mailbag situation. Can you imagine if this was you? Michelle wants to know how you would handle this. She says, I really wanted my husband to start caring about his weight. We've been together for a long time and always felt like he's just been letting himself go. So after I finally pushed him enough, he started going to the gym. I actually signed him up for the membership. And after I got the impression he didn't know what he was doing there because nothing was changing, he even started paying for a personal trainer. And it was working, which is great. He's lost quite a bit of weight and looks very good. Then the other day, he posted a gym selfie, which he does from time to time, but he had his trainer in it for the first time. And this Mel, who I've heard quite a bit about, who honestly I figured was a dude, is actually Melanie. And she is absolutely gorgeous. Nope, not cool with that. How do I make him lose the hot personal trainer but keep working out? Because I think it's super inappropriate that he's going to the gym and spending at least an hour a couple of times a week with this really pretty woman. How can you push a guy to go there and then have a problem with the trainer he paid for when you push him in the door?
And it's not like all of a sudden he's now constantly spending all his time at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
If he's just going to his normal classes, is he talking about this woman a lot? Is he hanging out with her outside of the gym?
If they're just seeing each other the couple hours a week he's paying for, I think it's a pretty stupid thing to be concerned about.
And I doubt she's interested in him. I'm sorry. It's her job. She sees many people. And
of all them hotties sweating and lurking around that gym, why was it your husband? I get you love him and he's irresistible, mm-hmm. but it's not like she doesn't have she's in a buffet.
But that's what maybe I would just talk to him and say, you know, I'm really happy you are going to the gym and I'm proud of your success. You're losing weight. You look amazing. But just say, you know, when you were talking about that trainer, Mel, I thought it was a guy. I didn't realize this is who you were working out with.
I'm surprised you didn't even, like, there was nothing in that story that would have tipped you off one way or the other. Which probably just goes to, unless he purposely hit it, but maybe he wouldn't even drop the name then.
But I think if he was trying to hide it, why would he post a photo?
That's true. You wouldn't post the photo. Maybe it's like, look at this. You made me come here. You're responsible for this.
Yeah.
Hey, Mel, get over here. Let's get a selfie.
Maybe he's trying to get out of it.
Maybe it could be. I've lost my weight. I'm done now. Getting out of this.
I want to enjoy the holidays, eat all the treats, and not spend it at the gym.
I'm going to go on a limb here and say that he is probably not the only gentleman that she trains either. So it's not like this is some sort of special thing to her.
And how do we know she's not married or in a relationship?
Yeah, I mean, what's to say that she'd be interested or mm-hmm. that he'd be interested for that matter?
That's true. But if it is bothering you, just bring it up and say, you know, I didn't realize it was a female.
Yeah. Is it like, does it bother you that, like, you've been trying to motivate him and it was just to no avail, and now he's spending time with this beautiful woman who's having more success than you, or that he's spending time with a beautiful woman? Like, what about this bothers you so much?
Okay, but if it's that he's spending time with a beautiful woman and he's having success, I don't think it's this woman's beauty that's motivating him. I think it's that she's a trainer and she's just showing him the right things to do. If I went to a gym by myself, I had no clue what I was doing, yeah, I'm probably not going to lose weight or get in shape. But if I had a trainer with me, whether they are the most handsome person in the entire world or just your average, I'm probably still going to get success out of it.
I mean, she's getting paid to kick his A a little bit mm-hmm. and push him. So, I mean, he's getting his money's worth,
that
obviously.
Is true. But I think if it does bother you, maybe say, would you be interested in switching trainers and having a male trainer?
Hey, I asked them, who is the most hideous dude they employ?
Why does he have to be hideous?
We just want to make sure that we cover all our bases here. We found just this troll gnome person.
And that's who he's going to have now?
His personal trainer is now the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Notre Dame.
I still think you just bring it up to him, see what he has to say. Because nothing has really changed besides the fact that he's losing weight after seeing a trainer.
Yeah.
He's not spending extra time at the gym.
I'd like you to meet Gollum. Gollum's going to be training you from now on.
That's all I can think about now is just some guy training.
You lift it like this. It's like ooze is dripping off this human being. Hello.
I mean, honestly, she encouraged him to get the trainer.
Uh-huh.
She demanded he do it. I don't see how she can really complain. I mean, plus, it's not like he's going to cheat on his wife at the gym. And it's not like there isn't plenty of attractive women there anyway. I just, I don't know. I think it's a strange thing to worry much about. The bright side is she's going to get a totally ripped guy that's going to be in shape.
Yeah. Well, and see, you accidentally raise a pretty good point. Just in general, if you're so concerned about your husband being around attractive people, why'd you make him go to the gym? There's a lot of good-looking people there.
That's what I was going to say. That woman said, like, you're just worried about the trainer. What about everybody else at the gym?
There's other people working out there that are probably pretty fit and good-looking.
Go to the gym with him. See what his routine kind of looks like.
Hey, Mel, do you think you could do a little couples workout for us today? My wife really wants to see what we've been doing. Can she follow along?
That's what someone is saying. Gym trainers are professionals. It's literally their job. If that you're that insecure or uncomfortable with it, go to the gym with him.
I think if you went there and you kind of like, I have this assumption that if you went there and you ran through whatever they do every time he goes there, they well, first of all, you'd be like, oh my God, why did I come here? Mm-hmm. But you would see that it's all business.
Yeah, they're just working out. I'm sure it's not like he's doing sit-ups and the trainer's like, ooh, look at him.
Well, and obviously they're keeping a business while they're there because you're seeing results in the guy.
He's really just going to the gym. You'd be concerned maybe, oh, you're going out now after with Mel or you're doing all these other things.
No, he comes home smelling like perfume and Applebee's. Like, listen here, Walker Hayes, what you've been up to. Then that's a conversation you have.
Yeah, I think just go there with him, see what it's like.
It looks like the text club's pretty much saying, like, you just get lay off the guy.
Yeah, everybody's saying you're the one who wanted him to go to the gym. It's this woman's job. She's probably not even interested in him. Someone said, I don't think your husband is hiding anything. He's the one who showed you the picture of her. I don't see what the issue is.
Well, and you raised a good point. I don't think people generally post selfies of them with their mistresses if they're trying to hide their time with somebody.
Yeah, why would you show her if he was trying to be secretive?
Yeah, that'd be super weird. Should throw this on Facebook real quick.
I also think, like, her name's Melanie. Maybe just Mel is the nickname she's always had. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's him hiding it.
No, and it seems like you've obviously heard about this person because mm-hmm. he's come back and been like, oh, Mel really whooped me today.
Yeah.
He says whipped next time. You might want to ask about it.
But I think you're at the gym. You're working hard.
Got a good work. We're working hard today. I sincerely think you go there, you'd be like, yeah, it's fine.
And then you should just be proud of him. Finally, he's doing what you wanted. He's losing the weight. Be happy.
I feel bad for the guy. He's darned if he does, darned if he does. He didn't want to go in there in the first place. Now he's going there and you're mad at him again.
Y94.